Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Oh, that was Milne. Now, Milne's got a record. Milne's got a pass, and he went down low. Joe Chan, first to react. This is going to finish in a nasty fashion. Tane Milne saw a chance to put a shot on down low, and he took it.
Now, in a season of lows for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, there might have been a new one last night against the Storm. Here to tell us more is Nightly Sports editor Ben McClellan. It's a pretty average tackle there. When the game was effectively over.
It was more than over. They were down by about 30 points.
Munster was just standing there. He'd given himself up in the tackle.
Yes.
And then, like, that was a dangerous tackle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of an unwritten rule, sort of like in the, you know, professional basketball where they dribble out the clock. It's a bit of an unwritten rule when the, you know, the last tackle of an NRL game, you know, you just sort of go through the motions and, you know, everyone sort of puts their weapons away, so to speak.
Yeah, they're ready to go back to the sheds.
Yeah. And South were down, you know, by 34 points. There were three guys on Munster. He was sort of, you know, coming to a stop as the siren was about to go. And then Milne, quite deliberately, has then sort of come out of the tackle and then what they call tunnel balled into Munster's knees, taking him out. Storm players took offence to that. Obviously, it was a bit of a scrap. You know, ridiculously, Milne then got sin binned even though the game was over. So, and now he's copped a 2-game ban. So this sort of moment of madness very much typifies the frustrations at South at the moment. Jason Demetriou was sort of almost lost for words in the post-match press conference, you know, simply labelling it as dumb. So yet again, South are going to have to rejig their lineup because they've lost one of their wingers, to this incredibly stupid decision that he's made. And he has a lot of form in this area, as you heard on the audio then. So, yeah, it's just a classic rugby league player
brain explosion.
Move.
Brain explosion.
The only way I could put it. And marred what was a pretty sensational performance from the Storm, who were, you know, again looking like premiership contenders. And also the Roosters played themselves back into contention yesterday very quickly with a massive win over the Dragons. So there's obviously a bit going on in the NRL.